よーい、残った残った。はっけよーい、残った残った。
During a sumo wrestling match, the referee will shout these words to encourage the wrestlers. Sumo wrestling is Japan's most popular spectator sport. Great big men, each weighing 250 to 500 pounds, would try to push or lift each other off the rounded arena. Sumo wrestling started more than 1,000 years ago as a ritual of prayer for the harvest. Then there was a time when sumo wrestling was a part of every warrior's basic training, along with sword fighting and study of classical literature. This story comes from such a time and is called Boundless Strength. Once upon a time, a long time ago, in Japan, there was a young samurai warrior named Daikichi. He was famous throughout the country for his sumo wrestling skills and strength. And he loyally served his lord in a great big castle. But one year, his lord took ill and passed away. And since his lord did not have an heir, the castle was taken over by another clan. And Daikichi found himself suddenly unemployed. He could not find another job. Daikichi felt depressed and bitter. He started to drink a lot. He spent most of his money gambling and started to pick fights on the street. He felt as if all his strength was draining out of him. One night, Daikichi was slumped over against a wall in the alley because he had no place to go. Then suddenly, he heard some dogs growling and a woman's scream. Three wild dogs had cornered a young woman into the alley. Daikichi jumped up and grabbed a stick. He chased the dogs away. The young woman was so grateful, she invited Daikichi to come to her home and stay. Her name was Kayo. Kayo was a young widow who owned a little tea shop nearby. Daikichi was awed by Kayo's kindness and beauty. She did not seem to care that Daikichi had neither job nor money. Soon, they fell in love. In Kayo's arms, Daikichi felt truly happy. He stopped drinking and gambling and started to help Kayo around the house and in the store. Then one day, Kayo came to him and said, Daikichi-san, I'm pregnant. We are going to have a baby. Daikichi was shocked and he didn't know what to say.
What? A baby? We can't have a baby like this. I have no job. I have no money. How can I take care of you and the baby? What do you want from me?
In a panic, Daikichi ran out of the house. But he had no place to go. He roamed around the city all night and finally ended up in a bar. The bar was crowded with drunken men. Daikichi heard one of them say,
Hey, did you hear that the emperor is holding a national sumo wrestling tournament?
Yeah, it starts in 3 days right in the capital city, another man responded.
I hear that whoever wins the tournament will be rewarded with a sack of gold,
another man chimed in. Daikichi knew right away that that was what he had to do. He left that night and walked for 3 days to the capital city. The city was crowded with hundreds of strong-looking young men from all over the country. Many of them were lined up in a long line right in front of the emperor's palace. They were waiting for their turn to register their entries. Daikichi joined the line, but as he stood there, he noticed that all the other men looked much more powerful than he was. I mean, he was once well known for his strength, but he had not done any training for a long time. And he felt completely out of shape and out of place. But he knew he needed the gold. As Daikichi stood there waiting, he noticed an old lady coming down the street hurriedly toward him. She was holding a baby. She came straight to him and said, "Excuse me, sir, but would you please hold this baby for a while? I will be right back. Would you please promise that you won't drop him or put him down?" Now, Daikichi did not know who this old woman was, or where she was going, or why she had picked him out of this long line of young men. But there was something serious and urgent in her voice. Daikichi simply said, "Sure, I'll promise," and willingly took the baby out of her arms. The old woman smiled, and she quickly disappeared in the crowd. Daikichi looked at the baby. It was a tiny newborn. He was sleeping quietly. Then Daikichi felt as if the baby got bigger. He looked down, but the baby had not changed his size. Then Daikichi realized what had happened, and chills ran down his spine. The baby was not growing bigger, but heavier. He started out weighing no more than 7 or 8 pounds, but now he weighed 15 pounds, 20 pounds. Pretty soon the baby was 30 pounds, 40 pounds. Daikichi realized that the baby was not human. The old woman was probably a witch trying to trick him. He was ready to drop the baby, but then he remembered his promise. "I used to be a samurai," Daikichi said to himself. "No, I am still a samurai. And a samurai always keeps his promise." The baby was rapidly gaining weight. Soon it was 50 pounds, then 100 pounds, 150. When the baby reached 200 pounds, Daikichi was no longer able to stand. He knelt down on the ground and felt as if his arms, his shoulders, and his knees were breaking. Sweat poured down his face, and he clenched his teeth tightly. 250 pounds? 300 pounds? 350! He refused to let go. The old woman still did not come back. Meanwhile, the line was moving ahead. Daikichi knew that his turn to register and fight was coming closer. Men lined up behind him impatiently urged him to move on, but he could not budge. Finally, they all started to go past him, laughing at him for bringing a baby to the tournament. Daikichi tried with all his strength not to be overwhelmed by the baby's weight, but the pressure was getting too much to bear. "I have made a promise," he kept saying to himself, "and I'm going to keep it." He thought he would faint right there. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, the old woman was back. She effortlessly picked up the child from Daikichi's arms and stood tall and straight right in front of him. Daikichi looked up in awe. The old woman said, "Thank you so much for keeping your promise. I am Kannon, the goddess who protects this city. Today I had to help this woman give birth to a child. It was a very difficult birth. The baby took so long to come, and that is why I needed your help. If you had dropped the baby, both the mother and the baby would have died. But because you kept your promise, they both survived. As a reward, I am going to give you and all your children boundless strength. Now go ahead and wrestle in the tournament." Then both the old woman and the baby vanished into thin air. Daikichi rose, as if awakened from a dream, and staggered into the palace. But soon he found out it was no dream at all. When he stepped up onto the ring set up on the big stage and faced his opponent, strange power surged through his body. It made him incredibly strong and gentle at the same time. His first opponent, all 300 pounds of muscles, came charging at him, but Daikichi danced around him lightly and blew on him. His opponent fell on the seat of his pants. Another, even bigger wrestler stepped up, but Daikichi stomped on the ground just once. The whole arena shook as if there was an earthquake, and the other wrestler immediately fell off the ring. One after another, wrestlers charged, and one after another, Daikichi ejected them from the ring with a mere flip of a finger. By the end of the day, it was clear that Daikichi was the champion. The emperor gave him a big sack of gold. Daikichi was happy, not just because of the gold, but also because now he knew he was strong enough to become a father. He hurried back to Kayo, and there they got married and lived happily ever after. And to this day, it is said that the descendants of Daikichi and Kayo always possess boundless strength. Hakkeyoi! 残った残った!